Testing, 1, 2. This is episode 45 of the Mr. Nobody podcast. This is a piece of music my teacher taught me. Something he composed. This is the Selva Part 3. As my mother says, you'd have to prove it to me. I'm grateful to have my mother still alive. She's 88. She's afraid. She's afraid of what comes after. Does anything come after? If you answer that question, then you don't know. That's the question I asked. Is there anything out there? Beyond this material existence. I know it's the wrong question because way down deep I sense that we are the thing that's out there, or we're part of it. Our essence is the same. It's not our essence, it's... Ugh, I love that dyad. We're just performing. 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 Performing our lives. I just said that. I'm performing the life of a father who grieves the death of his son. In this story, my son died from shooting himself up with fentanyl. Something that he admits total fuck up to ever get involved with it, or so he says. I couldn't tell my mother that there is something. Or that there isn't. Here are a few thoughts on my last journey. My last journey was a bit more gentle. I asked for more of the potion. I wanted to go deeper. And I just took a few tiny gulps, knowing the power. And after crawling back to my area, started having a conversation. There was a presence. It was a conversation with the lady. Let's call her the Lady of the Jungle. She was like a keeper of the web that connected everything. She said, "You've come to me. What do you want?" "I want to know what you have to say." She told me to listen to the women. She said, "Listen to the women." My first journey was like a lightning strike, where I was overtaken. This one I approached. I went deeper into the jungle to discover more, to explore. It was incredibly beautiful. It wasn't sexual, but it was sensual. It was a little sexual. And she said, "You approached me. What do you want?" "So what do you want?" "I want to know if there's something on the other side." She said, "You're on the other side." These aren't riddles. They're tautologies. She told me to explore. "What do you mean?" "I mean explore. Go in and out. Up and down, all around, and see what you come up with." And then I heard my son's voice. "Don't forget, Dad. Don't forget, Dad." I realized how easy. It is to forget. He asked me if he could join my life, to share my body, someplace our two minds could exist, so he could experience, taste. But this time he went into specifics, touch. He said, thought, he could ease my grief. And I could ease his. "Dad, I didn't know you were grieving, son. What did you think?" He repeated his apology. "I'm sorry, Dad. Can you forgive me? Don't forget, Dad. Can you fully forgive me? I gave my sacred promise. If you do this, and we joined into one soul, we can be free." He said, "I'll train you. I'll train you, Dad. You're kind of a pussy." We laughed. He's right. "I'll train you, and we can both learn, and we can give it away to others." That sounds beautiful. The lady watched all of this with approval. I'm not in my bone dust. I want to let it go. He told me that. I want you to let it go. You can speak for me, but more than that, I can speak through you. I want to be let go. He said he could speak and communicate for himself. The fuck is this? I told him I would let his ashes go the next morning. I imagined releasing his ashes, and then I hallucinated a beautiful white and golden bird materializing from these ashes, flying away, low against the water, and disappearing into the jungle. I can see it now, that bird. Again, I felt my son's body inside mine, fused. What kind of animal are you? Your body feels like a cat. What kind of cat? Like a jaguar. A jaguar. And we laughed because it was so fucking cliche. It was good to hear you laugh. And then he said, yes, Dad, I am the jaguar. And then it got serious. And if I am the jaguar, then you are the jaguar. Whoa. I heard him laugh. Don't forget. Don't forget, Dad. He told me he'd like to paint the web the lady was in control of. I'd like to paint, Dad, was alive with everything. My mother said, if you paint like him, then maybe there's something to this. I have no idea how that's going to work. Powerful, yet gentle. You approached me. The word I chose was trust. And as the medicine moved around, it would just say, trust it. Trust me, I'm scanning you. The lady of the jungle, in the web. Chest, stomach, bowels, hands, visions,
nose,
little pockets. On this night, the shaman were without the lady shaman. It's just the two men, two brothers. And they were so masterful. The way they sang and presided. I saw the aesthetics. I was in the aesthetics. I fully appreciated the art.
Art?
Professionalism and service of this maestro. These guys worked hard. It's a tough gig. I felt the presence of certain people tuning in. One man, particularly, who trained me when I was young, my son's age. He told me the medicine will give you what you need. Don't forget, Dad. Don't forget. I had a realization that things that are sacred have become profane. Tobacco, sex, death, cannabis, opium, language, music, art, even love. They become entitlements. They become casually corrupt. Religions devoid of real meaning, drained of their power and their purpose. I've done this to myself. We both did. We both did this. Here we are now. I am the Jaguar Dad. And so are you. I could feel the lady saying, explore. Explore your mind. Explore your body, your desire, your love. Explore the sounds. Be honest with yourself. You'll know the truth. It'll ring like a bell. Am I finding knowledge, or is knowledge finding me? I heard her say, it will pass. It will pass. And that made me relax, embrace, understand it. Or not try to understand it. Experience it. Allow your mind, that which is not chained to your story. Let your mind unchained to hear itself. To think. Unchain my mind. Flip the switch to a universal connection. I'm my own jailer. The data flowed. Sound. Persona with sound. I kept hearing Spanish come out of my mind. It was the first language I learned. And deep bass pulsing. Yeah, deep bass. I realized it was coming from me. She said, you approached me. So what do you want? When it started so violently on the first night, so intensely, so spontaneously, was now unfolding, unrolling, holding me. I heard my son say, your work now is to listen. Listen to other people. And to let your story come out of you, come out of your body, because it's our story. Our body is our story. I'm aware of how weird all this sounds. What's weird for me is how deeply I feel it. You can't test for it. You can't do MRIs or scans. CAT scans. You can't do questionnaires, Jaguar scans. Don't forget. Don't forget, Dad. I gave my son my sacred oath that I would truly forgive him. I do forgive you. And I forgive you. And then we forgive ourselves. Because of my history, my childhood, the thing I wanted most in my life was to be a good father. He said, you were a good father. You are a good father. But we're beyond that now. We're joined. We're brothers. Now we're two souls. Partners. That are honored to know each other. Wow. Don't forget. The more I talk about this, the weirder it sounds. I went to the stream. I reached down into the boiling hot water because the stream there is 100 degrees. It's not really a joke there. And I scooped out some very small stones, almost sand, but they were tiny little stones. They were like gems. And I dried them. Well, the sun dried them. And I took some of your ashes. And I sprinkled them in amongst these gems. Beautiful, tiny little stones. So that some of your ashes were intermingled with these little river pebbles. And I took the rest of your ashes. I took the rest of the ashes. And I released them. I heard you say, I want this. I heard my son's voice say, I want this. I want this. Can you prove it to me? What does it mean? Listen to the women. Make the things that are profane sacred again, like your promise to forgive. What do you think that means? Do you know all logic is language-based? When my mother speaks, I listen to her. Sentences are formulas. At one point, she asked me, do you think it could be Satan? Satan. I think it could be Satan. I had to look it up. What is Satan? I said, I'll look into it. Listen to the women. I feel like I'm not alone anymore. That my son is with me. I noticed a giant cockroach, a beautiful golden cockroach. I'm not prone to fantasy, a bat. I don't think I am. And the mouse. He these were animals that said, feel him enjoying the food. We are you. The fun, the work. I've been working out harder than I ever have. It's been easy. A cockroach, a bat, and a mouse. Things that hide, but survive. When I play the guitar, I teach him. He teaches me. Here. Here. Here's where you move. Hear this. Feel this. How did you... Don't think about it. Just how did you experience it? Let it move you. Don't forget. Thought about my teachers. Jorge taught me this song. Jorge sat next to me with a pencil while he taught me this tune. He'd put his hand on my knee and he would say, not there, use this fingering. Do it again. There you go. Let the time relax. Even though there's meter, let it flow. You can stretch it. Leave it alone. You could let the song discover itself. My son and my teacher met once. He was a boy. He was an old man when I knew him, but he wasn't always an old man. I told him I thought this was a masterpiece. Thank you, he said. It has so much dissonance in it, and yet all of it is just beautiful. When Jorge saw beautiful things, he would say, I still have eyes. Sacred thing. His music sounds hard, but it's not. It's easy that we have to care for. Once you know, by putting our life into it. Yeah. Once you know, I love that little dyad. He told me when he saw my hands after I had been working construction, you can't do this. He took my hands in his hands like the shaman did. He was a shaman. And he said, you have to make a choice. You can't do that to yourself if you want to play. I never heard that from anyone. All I ever heard come into my ears was, you need to work hard. That's all you ever listened for. Not at being an artist. Here was this man, this master, this maestro, this shaman. You want to play? You have to make a choice. I wrote this little ending. Hey. You like that? Don't forget that, Mr. Nobody.